learning new music. The music is coming from some of the Good Thought musicians' writings. And I love the words, so. All right. Let me get myself together up here. Well, good morning once again. You know, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and what do we hear on St. Patrick's Day? We often hear about the luck of the Irish. And we wear green. I see we have a lot of green in the audience today. I love it. So I thought I'd look up, I thought when I was trying to decide, did I have anything with green in it? I looked up and said, what is with this tradition of wearing green? So interesting enough, the tradition of wearing green ties us to the Irish folklore. It was believed that green made you, get this, invisible to the leprechauns. It was believed that green made you invisible to the leprechauns, the mischievous fairy creatures who would pinch anyone they could see. So green kind of made you blend in with the environment. So to this day, in some areas, pinching those that are not wearing green remains a playful part of the celebration. So remember that as you go about your day tomorrow. Be careful, don't get caught up in the pinching part of it. Yeah. So what is this thing called luck? Luck versus blessings. It brings up an interesting perspective on how we view events in our lives. Luck is looked upon as something random, something unpredictable. We could get it or we could not get it. Good fortune that happens by chance without any specific cause. Luck can feel fleeting. Sometimes it can feel that it's something that we need to attain that we don't have. When people are winning the lottery and finding money on the street, they usually attribute it to luck. I think it is the intent of the mindset with which you approach manifestation. And I tell you why I think that, because a blessing is a manifestation of divine law operating in our lives. It's not a chance occurrence, but a natural consequence of living in alignment with the principles of truth. So blessings are the result of actively engaging in the power within you. How do you actively engage with that power? Affirmations, prayer work, meditations. The divine spark is in not only us, but it's in all. And it's what connects us to the source. But we have to be aware of that, to know that we're receiving a blessing. And a blessing is a gift from God. It's something that we tap into, we connect with. We all know that God doesn't dole out favors, don't we? I'm sure we all here know that. He doesn't give to some and not give to others. Make you go through a hardship and you have a life of ease. That's not God. God is principle. God is law. God is the very foundation of all that is, the source, the power within you. And this law operates constantly, impartially, and consistently. Where are your thoughts dwelling? Where are you placing your intentions? Is it on things that you feel you're not worthy of? You want to operate the law or within the law correctly, because the law draws to you. It draws to you. We can tap into the law, into the divine power through what? Our thoughts, right? Our words and our actions. Think about it. When we cultivate a mindset of gratitude, what happens? We attract the things that we are grateful for, more of it. When we offer kindness and compassion, what happens? We receive it back on some level. When we focus on abundance and prosperity, knowing that it is there, available for us to come into the awareness of it, what happens? We open ourselves to receive abundantly. So these are not acts of luck. It is a natural outworking of divine law. So explore where you're placing your intentions. Explore where your thoughts are settling in and making their homes. Is it on lack? Is it the thought that you're not worthy? Is it the thought that you cannot be prosperous? That someone else is receiving what should have been yours? I've had people like that on the job I worked. Anybody was promoted, somebody would inevitably say, that was my promotion. Where are you letting your thoughts slide? I like Charles Fillmore when he said, co-founder of Unity, he understood that the universe operates not on chance, not on luck, but on divine law. You ever hear divine order? We say that all the time, don't we? Yeah. Charles taught us that we are co-creators with God, and our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs shape our reality. To embrace the truth of blessings is to awaken the inherent connection with the source that is within us. There is an inexhaustible wellspring of good within you, just waiting for you to tap into it, waiting for you to claim it, waiting for you to affirm that it is there already. Already. I know you might be saying, oh, is it that easy? You know, I always say practice makes perfect. Try practicing these techniques. Practice for a whole week focusing on my good has already been provided. Try practicing holding that thought and watch what appears. It's not from luck, it's from holding on to a divine law. Charles also taught us that that we hold the power within us to attract blessings into our lives, not through chance, but through consciously turning within to the source. Is that source in everybody? Or is it just in some people? And if it's in everybody, why isn't everyone uplifted? It's according to your awareness. And when you do the work, you will unfold results in your life. I always hear people say, oh, that was a lucky break. Or they'll say, oh, I made a lucky guess. Here's a real familiar one. I am so lucky to be alive. We attribute success and prosperity, even survival sometimes, to a random outside force. But what if I told you luck is simply a misunderstanding, that it's a shadow cast by a deeper truth? What if the experiences we label as lucky are actually manifestations of blessings, gifts from God, already present, waiting to be unveiled? Thought just crossed my mind, it's almost like Christmas. It's waiting for us to unwrap the splendor within. Yeah, we create our own blessings. How do we do this? I've said it quite a bit, and you've said it to me quite a bit. And this morning in Walk the Talk, we talked about it quite a bit. We create our blessings through prayer, through meditation, through affirmations, through knowing the truth, through visualizing the good we desire. If someone wants a prayer of healing, then we don't look at them as having an affliction. That's the appearance. We see through the affliction to the truth of their being, perfection and wholeness. Perfection is a little mind-boggling, isn't it? But by perfection, there is that Christ Spirit within us. And when we tap into it, things happen. Things explode. And guess what? It's not because of luck. It's because you took the time to do the work. So, how do we move from the mindset of being lucky, which most of us probably grew up with and have it in our vocabulary and affirm it all the time, oh, I am so lucky. Those words familiar to anyone? Yeah. I spent the whole week, since this was my lesson, working on my vocabulary. And everything is a blessing. God is a blessing. That spirit within me is a blessing. The activity of Holy Spirit is moving in and through all of us. That's a blessing. It's not just by luck that I am here today. It's a blessing that I am here today. It's not by luck that you are here today. It's a blessing that you are here today. Speaking of blessings, oh wow, we had quite a storm, didn't we? Yeah. We had quite a storm. We want to hold others in the blessing of what they are about to receive as a result of going through that. Yeah, I heard somebody tell me late yesterday evening, oh, they were so lucky that it missed them. Well, we'll think about that one a little bit. because we are blessed no matter what experience we move through. What is your intention in that experience? To let it work together for your good, or to stay in the midst of the turmoil? Makes a difference, makes a huge difference. So the universe, one way to move from the mindset of luck to blessed is first speak your truth. Declare your inherent goodness, your worthiness. Regularly affirm that you are open to receive all the blessings that the universe has in store for you. And then the next thing to do is cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Appreciate the blessings you already have, no matter how small they may seem. Gratitude opens the door to a greater abundance. Gratitude opens the door to a greater abundance. And the last thing I want you, well, not the last thing, there are many more things, but the other thing I want you to do is see yourself living the life you desire. See yourself living the life you desire. Don't visualize the lack that you feel you're experiencing. See yourself visualizing the life you desire. Visualize your goals. Do you have goals? You know, where there is no vision, the people perish. You need a vision. You need a goal. Visualize your goals and dreams as already realized. This helps you to align your energy with the manifestation of your good. And take some time to contemplate a blessing. It's recognition and the acceptance of divine good that's already yours. Yeah. It is the conscious alignment of your thoughts, words, and actions in the universal principles of love, joy, peace, abundance. So don't attribute the successes in your life, the good happenings, don't attribute them to mere luck. It's greater than luck. Don't ignore the time that you have spent in prayer, that the time that you have spent cultivating your gratitude, the time that you have spent knowing that the universe has produced so much more for you, waiting for you to claim it, waiting for you to claim it. I read a quote, and the quote is, "We are not tossed about by waves of chance, but captains of our own souls navigating through the harbor of our highest potential." We're not tossed about by the waves of chance, but we are captains of our souls. We make choices. We know truth. We choose to know truth only in every situation. And that lifts us up to our highest good. So go forth. Know that you are divinely blessed. And tomorrow when somebody says, "Oh, you have the luck of the Irish," just tell them, "No, I have the blessings of God." That's going to be my response. Yes. So let's take a moment, and we want to tap in. But first we're going to affirm together the Lord's Prayer. Together. Divine love. Now together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. So let's take a few moments. Second Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 8 says, God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good thing. And we know every perfect and good gift is from above, when we dwell in that place of the Most High, when we surrender to the Spirit that is within us. We open our eyes to the blessings. Blessings woven into our lives. Those we see and those we don't see. We recognize and cherish the gifts waiting for us to unveil them. And gratitude. We walk in gratitude, embracing each moment as a reflection of a gift of God. So we open our hearts in this moment right here, right now, to let the flow of the blessings move in and throughout us. We align ourselves with the divine law of abundance, knowing that we are worthy, knowing that we are deserving of all the good that life has to offer. So we draw to us by living our lives with intention, living our lives with gratitude, living our lives with love, knowing that we are co-creating a world filled with joy, peace, and prosperity. Looking through the appearance. We see a world filled with joy, peace, and prosperity for all. And so we take a moment in the quiet, letting the vibrations of the activity of Spirit move in and throughout us, touching what thoughts need to be touched. And we see ourselves in the quiet, in this moment, as whole and free, right here, right now. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, as we prepare to leave here today, let us carry this truth with us, reminding ourselves and others that we are not just lucky, but we are divinely blessed. Dear God, we're grateful for these moments that we take apart, for these moments that we connect with you, that we know the truth of our being, that we are whole in spirit. And we are grateful for all the gifts you have bestowed upon us, not only in this time of prayer, but always. And we open our eyes to the awareness of the abundance of gifts we have received. And in this knowing, we know blessings flow to us effortlessly and in perfect timing. So for this and for all things and for us opening our minds and our hearts to this truth, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. And we let it unfold right here, right now. Amen. And our affirmation, which is found in your insert also, is blessings flow to me effortlessly and in perfect timing. Let's affirm that together. Blessings flow to me effortlessly and in perfect timing. And hold that and feel the vibrations of that. Know that to be the truth for you. And I want you to think of someone, visualize them before you. Someone who may need to feel the vibrations of these words. And let's affirm it for them together. Blessings flow to you effortlessly and in perfect time. And as a sense of community, we know this for ourselves and all beings. We see through the appearances and we know that blessings have come forth. And let's affirm this together. Blessings flow to us effortlessly and in perfect timing. And we send those vibrations out into the world to gather, to manifest, not by luck, but by blessing. Yes.